Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a Tuesday edition of OMF with Lou Merlone.
Doesn't it sometimes just come down to... Cut that out.
Christian Fourier.
I didn't think that the whole term, when this is over, meant that we were all going to turn to a bunch of...
And Glenn Ordway.
Of the multiple... Excuse me. You can bleep that.
So, Coach, should we expect Stephon Gilmore to be at camp?
I don't expect him to be here.
That can't be good. What does the absence of Gilmore mean for the Patriots' brand of defense?
Well, I don't know what that is.
Fourier takes over with Big Deal, No Big Deal at 4:30. Now it's time for OMF.
Let's get funky.
On EEI.
How about that?
Yes.
Bill Belichick went out and revealed exactly what's going on with Gilmore. Did anybody expect that? Then, of course, the next
sentence
was...
Sounds just like Bruce Cassidy.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the people who are here. Get right back to
it. I miss you guys, by the way.
Oh, wait. Oh, hey, Lou. Yeah.
Miss you guys.
How was your game?
Let's not talk about it. All right?
In other words, they lost.
How did you get tan if it was raining the last 2 days? Like, what? He's tan, isn't he?
He took a day off when it rained
the entire day, and he's come back tanner than he did.
Trust me, the fields have sun lamps down there in Marshfield.
The boys had a good weekend. It didn't end perfectly. And last night's rec game got canceled. But that's okay.
That's good. Okay.
But the AU boys had a very good week. We fell just a little short.
In other words, Christian, everybody gets a trophy.
They all get
trophies.
This one is right below the 0-3 loss to me.
Oh, really?
Right below
next year you're going to win it.
I don't know.
Next year, stop coaching and then let the kids have
My wife actually asked me, is this what you're like after 0-3 when you guys lost? I'm like, yes. Yes. No, this is right up there with
Except Donnie Sadler has nothing to do with this one.
True.
Right?
But it's good to be back because I heard Bill yesterday, very talkative.
Yeah.
Giving us a lot of answers.
Yeah.
That was a whole nother.
This is the new Bill. This is the
it's
new
like a
Bill.
Using stumbling you, Bill, wasn't it
we're
yesterday?
Scrambling. We're scrambling. We're blaming it on the weather. I'm allowing myself to use weather as an excuse. Now, Glenn yesterday, he was all about, he's doing it to protect Cam. He's doing it. I mean, Gilmore, he's doing it to protect him. What about today?
Well, did it not sound like that today? What did he do? Did he make it sound like it was a big, huge deal? Do we have the cut? Of Bill Belichick when he was asked the question about Gilmore. Listen to the way, how nicely he phrases it.
Obviously, Steph was not there yesterday, and there are multiple reports saying he's not going to be here for the remaining 2 days here of mandatory minicamp. Is this an excused absence?
Yeah, I don't expect him to be here. And we'll just focus on the guys that are here.
Okay, well...
Didn't sound like he's pissed or anything. It's like, no, we don't expect him to be here.
Well, he didn't go all, you know...
We're going to talk about the guys that are here. We haven't heard that before. I mean, right? We haven't heard that before at all.
But it isn't an excused absent.
No.
He's not going to be here.
No. It's,
well, he never
hold
answered
on,
that.
Wait. It, no, no.
No, he never
he
answered.
He also didn't answer what was going on yesterday. Okay, but it's a mandatory camp. He can't use weather because it's going to be beautiful tomorrow.
Hold out. It's decent
today. This is a holdout, 100%.
Well, we know that.
Brian Flores is having a similar situation down in Miami. He's just saying it's a contract issue. Like, hello, Captain Obvious, it's a contract issue. The dude wants more money. He ain't here. It's mandatory. What
is it about defensive backs? Do you see what's it?
Jamal Adams. Another one.
Doing the same thing.
Although they're coming out saying it's an excused, I guess. I don't know, but
personal
whatever.
Reasons.
I don't know.
What's that?
Personal reasons.
Yeah, whatever.
Xavier Howard, he wants a new deal.
His personal reasons, he's making 9.8 next year. That's his personal
That's
reason.
Obvious.
He picks up his fifth option. He wants more.
I was going to say
discretionary
discretionary. He wants some.
His personal problem is his financial advisor is depressed today.
Yes.
Okay, he wants more money. Get a bigger percentage of it.
How about it? Hardball from Gilmore.
They're becoming NBA players.
Huh?
That's what they are.
No.
NFL players becoming NBA players.
It's the weakest type of hardball. It's impressive. because it took him a whole year to convince himself this is what he needed to do. And this is easy.
No, see,
this is easy holdout. This isn't Deshaun Watson type stuff.
It should be easy, but this isn't NBA because Gilmore's looking to get paid. Now, you want to pay him here? Fine. You want to trade him? Whatever. If it was the NBA, Gilmore would say, I want you to trade me to Team X.
Yeah, I'll give you
that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he's like, I don't care. You want to trade me? Fine. But whoever trades for me is going to pay me. Like, I ain't playing this year for $7.5 million.
Yeah.
So that's basically where he's at. It seems like an easy fix. I don't know about you, but you just, don't you just, like you did last year, don't you just tack on something?
They're going to
make a little Tom Brady voidable year next year. You both move on to, hey, we're going to pay you your $14.5 million this year. We're going to give you another $7 million. Be a free agent at the end of the year. We'll void that deal. Whatever. Let's move on. Right?
Well, that's why I think Bill is treading lightly with this one, that he knows that he's going to have to do something now for Gilmore. He doesn't want him around for the next 3 or 4 years, so whatever he does, whatever he tacks on, Lou, he can't do it long-term because of the guy's age. Here's the other one. You just said it. If any team is interested in Gilmore, they're not giving you much now because they know they're going to have to redo his contract and give him lots of money.
Well, I don't know. I mean, is his value that low? I know he was injured last year. I get But still, Gilmore's a good player. I want him here. Okay, he's still a very good player. And some team might be in the same boat saying, I want number one corner. I have absolutely no problem extending this guy for 2 years. No problem at all. You know, this year we'll give him a little bump. We'll lower a salary cap hit. So be it, whatever. And I'll give him 2 more years to be my corner for the next 3. I don't think that, and by the way, that kind of deal in the NFL, we know it's probably really a 2-year deal. So I could see a team out there saying, it's not like we're talking about a bum here. We're talking about a great football
player. Oh, I think teams would love to have him. I think the biggest problem is trying to get something in return because that team is going to have to assume that they're going to have to redo a contract. If we were talking February or early March, I would say you probably could do it. And apparently maybe they tried to and they couldn't get it done. Maybe they didn't and thought that they were going to be fine with him. I think it's difficult to do it in late June when you're already in camp and everybody's used up all of their money. We're well past that June 1st deadline when teams were looking at. So it's a tough financial thing. And I think in the end, do we not think in the end, they tack on a couple of years, they do something, they be creative, they save some money on this year's cap, or maybe they turn it into a roster bonus, the $16 million they've got, turn some of that into a roster bonus, satisfy him now, and move him forward.
Well, didn't we kind of say this when the talks of like Julio Jones, you know, like Gilmore's sitting there saying, oh man, I'm reading everywhere how the Patriots are in on Julio Jones. Why? Because they have cap room.
Right.
Because they have $15.8 million. They can get it underneath the cap. They got all this cap space, perfect fit for New England. They got all this cap space. And all of a sudden, they don't trade for Julio. And he's sitting there going, hello, still got all that cap space, right? Still got all that money, right? I mean, so, yeah, we said if they don't trade for Julio Jones, Steph Gilmore's sitting there going, okay, now what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like, well, now what are you going to do? You're going to give some of that to me is what you're going to do. And that's what he's doing. And he should. He absolutely should. They should, you know, they did what they did last year, but they just borrowed money from this year. They didn't give him a bump.
So
they should give him a bump this year.
No, and I'm trying to, so as far as, like, negotiations go, all right, the one way to do it where you're probably going to lose the least amount of money because, you know, okay, so Aaron Rodgers, I think, was due to lose about, I guess he is losing about $93,000. I'm not sure what Gilmore's going to lose, but it's not nearly as significant or as impactful as he would lose if he was holding out of training camp because that's every day, multiple days, games, so on and so forth. And then you have to really make a decision. You got to figure out if it's worth it or not. But he'll end up winning this. To me, this is a no-brainer.
And he won't pay. He won't pay this fine.
This is a no-brainer.
They'll erase that.
They'll tack it on as some sort of workout bonus later on so you get the money back.
Right.
I mean, really, this is he's got all the leverage. He's got the high ground.
Right.
So, to me, you said, oh, he's doing it. He's doing it. Well, you know, this one's easy.
Yep.
They got the money. They need him. I have a hard time believing they're going to play hardball and say, you know what, screw you. We're going to send you out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, right? I mean, that's... So that's Bill being about as open and honest as possible. Hey, is it an excused absence? Well, he's not going to be here. Okay, it's an excused absence. He's not going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone. He's Gonski. Does that make sense? No?
Gonski?
Gonski. It doesn't work as good as
Dunski. Gonski, whatever.
I tell you what, you can't take a word that you invented
word.
And then suddenly, you know, have offshoots of that word.
I feel like if you put the ski at the end of any word, it's funny and intriguing.
Dunski.
Glenski. Lewski. I don't want to be here ski.
It's a hockey thing.
I'd rather go drink ski.
It's a hockey thing.
Can I get some ski?
Yeah, good idea.
Dunski is not a reporting term.
Can we give away some money?
Yes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, back here on OMF. Bill Belichick this morning, 9:30 a.m., little media session. We already told you that basically he admitted Stephon Gilmore's not going to be here. Something else, he was asked about Cam Newton's progress because there are a lot of people that are wondering what's going on with Cam.
Morning, Bill. How are you?
Good, Joe. How's it going?
Good. Cam, having this, you know, off season under his belt, how much progression have you seen from last year not having it? And then having just these last three OTAs and now this mini camp.
Yeah, well, Cam's way ahead of where he was last year at this time. There's no question about that. I mean, it's, you know, as you would expect, he, you know, has a good year of experience under his belt and is able to start the process at the beginning and not be in a catch-up mode like he was last year. I mean, he was really just starting at this point in last season, but, you know, he's well ahead of that just from the year of experience and from the, you know, the succession of building blocks that he's been able to stack up, like all the players have that, you know, have been here since the start of the OTA and the off-season program back in April, that they've been able to stack those days and those learning experiences together, ask questions on things that they need clarification on, and, you know, build to the next level when they're ready to you know, put another brick on the pile.
Oh, my God. You ask him about Cam Newton, he'll write a book for you.
Wow. Ask him about anybody else. He's working hard.
Yeah, we don't – I don't expect him to be here. And, yeah, we'll just focus on the guys that are here.
Yeah.
So this is the reaction from practice on Twitter by the Patriot media.
Here we go. Let's read the body language, people.
I already told you, Tommy Curran.
Body language expert.
Said he did not look enthusiastic during practice. Mac Jones took a lion's share of the reps. Jeff Howe. Mac Jones was the best quarterback on the field for the second day in a row, completing 17 of 25 in competitive team drills. But two late interceptions will sting. First was overthrown on a keen crosser, and Hightower made a great play. Second, jailbreak rush, ball batted, and interception by KVN.
That would be Kyle Van Noy.
The boogeyman.
Phil Perry felt like the Patriots began fast-tracking Mac Jones today.
Bumping I'm not going to make it.
In his first competitive 7-on-7 period. 7-on-7, no pads, correct?
Nope, just shorts and T-shirts.
And nobody's hitting anybody?
Nah, you're not allowed to hit anybody. Can't, yep. There's no threat of getting hurt.
So this is like flag football?
Without the flags.
Without the flags. There you go. All right. In the first competitive.
It's basically two hand touch. Yeah. Well, you played two hand touch, right?
I did. Yeah.
If you were in a poor neighborhood, you couldn't afford flags.
Exactly.
You know what? We're going to play flag football with and just two hand touch it. That's what we did.
In his first competitive 7-on-7 period, Jones got 6 reps. Cam Newton, who was still up first in drills, got 2.
Oh, no.
In the 11-on-11 period, no contact, Jones got 7 reps. Oh. Newton got 3, pretty much the rest of the
way.
What
did Hoyer get?
He got nothing.
Yeah, but read the other Phil Perry one. I like this one.
Go ahead.
After the first competitive 11-on-11 period, when Jones got 7 reps and Newton got 3, Newton walked slowly to the next drill. At times, with his head down. Got there as the drill was underway, spent a good deal of time standing by himself. Watching other QBs.
Oh, boy.
Reality.
Now, is that because of his thumb, his finger? That's all I would say. Is it because of the injury?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. It could be. It could be that he's looking at the kid, and the kid's getting all these reps. So based on everything we've read, we would expect a pretty down Cam Newton.
They
so
ain't just seen this Cam.
Just moments ago, while we were on the commercial break, Cam talked, but for a very short period of time. So let's let you listen.
Hey Cam, how are you doing?
They're stupendous.
That's a new one. Nice. I just want to talk about your progression over the offseason, having a full offseason program, and how much that has helped you coming into this offseason.
It's still helping me. It's still helping me. You know, every day is a learning opportunity for me and just the whole quarterback room. And Josh and Bo has been doing a pretty good job with keeping us abreast of, you know, the things that we need, you know, the things that we've already installed and the things that we're going to install. So, you know, it's just about learning as much as possible and not only just doing the things that, you know, you're asked to do, but also, you know, going it a step further to try to, you know, master what is being taught.
Thanks, Cam.
Next question, Mike Reese, followed by Alan Siegel.
Hey, Cam, how much do you like mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese, he's pretty cool, man. He's quiet, you know, and I think he's trying to figure everybody out. And, you know, I've been there before. You know, I've been a rookie and I've been a first round pick where it's just like so much is asked about, you know, from you, you know, coming from a situation where, you know, you have a lot of people that are your peers, you know, your same age group. And now, you know, what is Mac? What, 21, 22? I'm 32, you know, and Hoy's 35, 36, you know, so it's like, it's tough. So he's doing a great job with, you know, being everything as advertised, you know, from the leadership's perspective, you know, he's holding themselves accountable. And that's all you can ask from a young player.
Alan Siegel, followed by Mike Giardi. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Cam. How you doing?
Sensational.
Great. Cam, on the free agency situation this year, Bill uncharacteristically brought in a lot of people. He brought in, obviously, two new tight ends. He brought in wide receivers. At this point, I know it's only on paper and it's just mini camp, et cetera, but what do you see in terms of the potential of this wide receiver core with all the new players that have been brought in?
Man, it doesn't matter who is bought in, who is not here. We just got to worry about what's in the locker room right now. And, you know, there's new additions, there's new deductions each and every day in the NFL. So for us, we just got to keep working to try to number one, hold ourselves accountable, that it make an impact on his team as much as possible.
Next question, Mike Giardi, followed by Dan Roach.
Good, Mike.
Hey, Cam. I know in talking to you last year, especially at the end of the year, you talked about being disappointed with the season. When you went back and did a deep dive on your performance,
ooh, I like this. Ooh,
what did you see? How much of that was mechanical versus how much of that was the situation you were placed in late June, trying to learn a playbook, you know, on the fly?
Oh, you know, I have a constant note that I remind myself each and every day is pre-snap comfort will help post-snap results for me.
I like it.
And last year, Josh, you know, Josh's system was something that has worked for decades and decades. So for me, it was up to me to kind of learn it as much as possible. And I'm so grateful to have another opportunity to learn it as much as I possibly can. In the latter part of the season, it just caught up to me. You know, I was thinking too much. I was trying to be something, you know, when it just it wasn't enough hours in a day. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like we wasn't working, you know, Jed at the time, quarterback coach, you know, was putting in hours and hours, and, you know, you can't simulate real live bullets. And that's what it came down to. So, yeah, so it wasn't anything as far as mechanics. It was more or less than just overthinking in the comfort level.
All right, let's hold it right here.
I have this so guy, many comments.
This guy should be a PR director. He really should. He's got the little fixed little things he says and little sayings, and he's not really answering anything, is he?
No, he didn't.
He does not sound depressed. So whatever Tom E. Curran was seeing out there in the field.
No, he doesn't.
He didn't sound like he was depressed.
He doesn't. And still, it's like, you know, the pre-snap stuff to be comfortable. Like, to me, you know, he didn't get into the mechanical anything. You know what I mean? Like, when Giardi asked him how much was mechanical, how much is the situation?
Good question.
Yeah, and he just avoided the mechanical part and just talked about pre-snap part. Where, you know, as much as that is a concern, the other side, the mechanical, the physical, is more of a concern. Like, I know you guys, you know, I wasn't working yesterday, but I saw the video. Of the throws, you know, the throws in the end zone, and you're just like, yeah, nothing. And all the reports yesterday were like, the guy is just overthrowing guys. No one's covering them. I was on this morning with Wiggy. He's like, oh, it happens. I'm like, does it? In the NFL? Like, in 7-on-7 red zone? Like, you're just throwing a pass to a receiver 10, 15 yards away? Like, how many quarterbacks throw that ball five feet over the guy's head? Like, twice. You know what I mean? Like, does it really happen? I find it hard to believe. That happens
so
on a regular basis.
So I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. Bill went on for like a minute and a half raving about how Cam Newton is just so far advanced from where he was a year ago. The media down there are watching this, and granted, it's their version of body language, so maybe they don't they're not seeing correctly, but they're basically saying head down, you know, standing in a corner by himself, not able to throw the accurate pass. We see the numbers every day. And then Cam comes on here, you know, sparkling. And by the way, Mikey Reese has got to lay off the nicknames. He just loves
it's
Cam's nicknames.
It's his go-to.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah, he wrote, doing all right.
Yeah, he wrote the whole list of them last week and today. Like, he's giddy. He's giddy. Oh, what about mac and cheese? Mac and cheese.
Frank and beans. No, mac and cheese. Mac and cheese, not Frank's and beans.
All right, we'll try to dissect and analyze.
We got more, too. We got more.
Yeah, we got a little bit more Cam Newton for you. At 617-779-7937, right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, I have a constant note that I remind myself each and every day is pre-snap comfort will help post-snap results for me. And last year, Josh's system was something that has worked for decades and decades. So for me, it was up to me to kind of learn it as much as possible. And I'm so grateful to have another opportunity to learn it as much as I possibly can. You know, I was thinking too much. I was trying to be something, you know, when it wasn't enough hours in a day.
Can I just say that these Cam Newton little pressers, to me, just wear me down now. I mean,
really?
You get the cute.
I still like them.
You get the cute sayings. And then you get the cute nicknames. And then, of course, it gets our buddy Mikey Reese all excited. But he doesn't say a damn thing.
Can I sum it up with what Tommy Curran just tweeted?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. What did he tweet?
There's no getting around the fact that Cam is not a gifted thrower.
Is that him being subtle?
Yes. Just coming out with it. He says, but.
Let me just be honest with you.
On these sessions, he is so open, amiable, and gives such honest self-assessments, it's impossible to wish the guy any ill.
Okay. Can I just.
You can't have it both ways, Kern.
You can't have it both ways.
No, but he's so not right?
Yes, he seems like
we say it all the time.
Yes, he seems like a wonderful guy. And the cute little sayings, okay, they're cute. As I said, he's got a PR tact. He should be a PR guy. He's great at this stuff. He's got the smile. He's got the approach. It's obvious that players absolutely love him. But all I want is an accurate throwing quarterback.
No, I get it. He says he could sell ice cubes to Eskimos and brass knuckles to Gandhi.
Yes.
But it's true. We've said this before. Like, it's a guy that's tough to hate. You don't hate him.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that's honest.
But I'm just saying, like, he's good. He's good when he talks to the media. I understand why people like him. I personally can separate the two and don't want to be a quarterback.
Can he give you?
But he's good.
But he's not giving you. Curran said honest answers? No. We talked about Bill Belichick. You ask Bill Belichick a question, and you don't necessarily get an honest answer. Okay? He'll say something like he did today. No, Gilmore's not going to be here, but we're going to talk about the players that are here, right? That's what he says. Cam says the exact same thing.
See, here's
when
the thing.
When Giardi asked him a legitimate question about last year and about what the difficulty was, and he never answered it.
That's pre-snap not being, comfort all right. will help post-snap
results. Stop being
result.
Honest. That's just throwing a bunch of BS out there.
I don't see why, and no one should be surprised. Like, ultimately, everything that you hear about him, everything every player says about him, in the end, in this challenging year that will ultimately end up him losing his job, his greatest asset is going to be his personality.
No question.
So he's already a likable character, and everyone kind of understands that he's, at best case scenario, you're just keeping the seat warm. Like, that's just the reality of it. Like, it is not your job. It's a one-year deal. You'll play somewhere else, or you'll be on TV, or who knows, whatever it is. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being so likable, and thank you for, like, not being a jerk when we ask you questions.
But I wish somebody would ask him what it's like being challenged right now, because he's up there in age, and he's got...
That's going to come.
Young kids or whatever. Well, I'll tell you what.
That's coming. That's coming. Day two.
You want a hard-hitting question?
Sure.
Let's go to Roachy, your buddy Dan Roach.
What does the opportunity mean for you to come back here and be quarterback of the New England Patriots if all you went through last year?
Isn't it great?
Come back here again.
Only thing better is if you play for the Red Sox.
And that's it. You know, take every opportunity to learn from it and to build on it. I'll be the first person to tell you, like, there's things that I don't know yet that I don't have a full grasp at it. And that's why OTAs is important. That's why mini camps is important. That's why training camp is important. Meeting with guys, you know, after practice, meeting with guys, you know, on your days off and just getting the camaraderie for the understanding part. So we got a lot of new additions. I'm still learning, just like every other quarterback is. I would expect it soon. And we're just all trying to get better.
Next question, Michael Hurley, followed by...
come on, Hurley.
Hey, Cam. I heard you say over the offseason that you wanted to drop 20 pounds, I think. I was curious what it was that made you want to do that, where you stand on that, and whether Chad Johnson's suggestion to eat more McDonald's helped out in that endeavor.
No, it's summertime. You know what I'm saying? Sun's out, abs out.
Guns out.
You know what I'm saying? You know, this winter in Boston, man, put them LBs on, you know, got a cushion up, and I had to drop that. So it wasn't definitely not Ocho versus science kind of algorithm going into place. I'm not lucky enough to eat McDonald's each and every day. And I don't think McDonald's has morphed into a veganized meal outside of French fries. So, no go.
Hold it right there. Hold it right there. So he actually said that he gained weight.
During the winter.
The purpose was to lose weight.
So he could be thinner.
Is he just joking because of the Chad Johnson
McDonald's thing? I go back to his first answer when he's talked about how there's still some things that, like, he's confused with or whatever it is. And you tell me, Christian, is that normal?
Uh-oh.
No, I'm just saying, like, he was here all year last year.
Is it calculus?
You know, so he signs back here again. Isn't there this I don't know, this need, this want to be like, okay, I need to understand it better. Hey, let's get it going. You know, Josh, send this thing out. Let me understand a lot of this new concept. So it's the same concept as last year. And he feels like he's walking in. He's still confused with some things. Like, it's
what is that?
Like, how long does this confusion last?
I don't know.
I know
I don't
he doesn't
know.
Expect it. Like Brady could probably recite it right now. I get it. But still, should a guy be confused?
No.
Last year, he should be confused. But now?
No. And there is.
Now?
I'm like, all right, was I too hard on him? Let me give him the benefit of the doubt, because I've been in so many different offenses. you know, with so many new quarterbacks. And I even remember Doug Flutie when he came here his last year in the league. I remember him running around with flashcards. He was looked like he was like, you know, 18 years old running around using flashcards to memorize formations and, you know, and plays. And he figured it out. You know, he didn't play and the responsibilities weren't as significant as Cam, but he figured it out. The mental jump that you take from day one to call it week 11, you know it. You've repped it a million times. You've repped it. You've seen everything, especially if you're a vet. If you're a rookie, I mean, you're seeing everything for the first time. He should have walked in there, no cares in the world, all about mechanics.
Playing on instinct.
The mental part should be over.
Yep.
The mental gymnastics, he should not be sweating that.
This is what he said. I want to go back to it because a couple answers.
Was this Dan Roach's question?
Yeah,
what does a smile sound like?
Yes. Yeah.
I'll be the first person to tell you, like, there's things that I don't know yet that I don't have a full grasp at it. And that's why OTAs is important. That's why mini camps is important. That's why training camp is important. Meeting with guys, you know, after practice, meeting with guys, you know, on your days off and just getting the camaraderie for the understanding part. So we got a lot of new additions. I'm still learning, just like every other quarterback is. I would expect it soon. And we're just all trying to get better.
A lot of things he doesn't grasp still.
He is leaning, boy. He is leaning on that. I don't get it yet.
See, I think Christian,
but he's starting to enter the, maybe he's just dumb. When it comes to just trying to learn a book. I'm just saying, like, a lot of things he doesn't grasp yet. I just, well, given what everything that happened last year, you would have thought, like, this year he signed, goddamn, before free agency started. Hey, let's get on this thing. I don't want to walk in here confused about anything. I want to know this thing upside down.
I think it's really a cheap, lazy excuse as a veteran quarterback in year two in the same system with the same coach, the same everything, to say, you know what? I still
don't know it. And
I'm having trouble grasping it. Like, to me, that should never come out of your mouth. Don't tell me that I'm being too hard on him. Like, last year was your mulligan.
And he's just 10th year in the league?
Like, you cannot sit there. If I dare go into a meeting room in the same office and say, you know what? I still don't get, you know, rip protection. What does R mean?
Second year.
It means you go to the right.
Jesus,
sure.
For
hey,
it?
what is slide right mean?
You ever going to figure it out for you?
I don't know.
Christ, how many concussions have you had?
I mean, like, I don't get it. Like, that is so just weak. It is so weak to sit there and say, God, you know, and I don't get why would he do it? Why would he, you know, deliver that, you know, offer that excuse to you, Glenn? Like, hey, guys, lower your expectations. I still don't get it yet. So, you know, and just be careful.
I'm just saying, like, you know, it'd be different if it was like, listen, there's still stuff for me to learn. You know, we want to take
sure.
off. But, you know, I got a much better grasp of everything that we're doing compared to last year.
Yes.
Instead, it's like,
I'd feel a lot better.
Instead,
Bill said you were ahead.
There's still a lot of stuff I don't know, and I'm having trouble grasping.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, if I hear that from Mac Jones, okay.
Even Mac Jones year two, I will give it to him.
Yeah.
Mac Jones year two, dude, you're still a baby. You're still wet behind the ears.
In this league.
You're an MVP.
Cam, your
experience
is different.
You played in the Super Bowl. Dude, what are you? Shut up. Ugh. See, this is what drives me nuts.
Oh, like, you brought up a good point, and that is that there's one thing about people making excuses for him last year. Okay, COVID, everything else. Maybe he didn't know it. He didn't have the time. There was restricted time or whatever. But what you'd expect in year two is for him to play on instinct. Okay, and not have to think all nonstop. And that's what he's telling us he's doing. Now, I want to get to the competition because he was asked the question about now with Mac Jones there having some competition.
Maury Hirschgordon, followed by Mark Daniels.
Who?
Hey,
who?
Cam, hope you're doing well.
You
throughout your career, how would you describe competition, and has your view on competition changed as you've progressed and become a veteran in this league?
Absolutely not. You know, as a competitor, you know, I'd be a fool if I didn't think Brian Hoyer wants to be a starter. I'd be a fool not to think if Mac and Cheese didn't want to be a starter. I'd be a fool if, you know, Jared Stidham didn't want to be a starter. And you'll be a fool not to think that I don't want to be a starter. But those things happen with the comfort of understanding the system. We all know nothing's going to be given to nobody.
There's a system
and
again.
It's just that competition each and every day with yourself – is going to bring out the best in everybody else. So the better that I am, the better Mac will be. The better Mac is, the better he's going to, you know, make me be. The better, you know, Stiddy is, that's going to make, and the list goes on, especially with Hoyer. Horsey is a person who sets the tone for that room. He's been here the longest. He has so much a great feel, and we all learn from each other. So the better off everybody is in that room, the better off we will all be.
All right, here's where it's not honest. I'm sorry, Tommy Cameron, it's not honest. Does anybody in this room think that Cam Newton is concerned about the competition coming from Brian Hoyer for his job?
No, that's fine, though. I get it. He's not going to rip him. He's including him.
He's got to. Yeah. No, he's not including him. He's featuring him.
That's okay.
He started with him. He's basically putting him up on the pedestal. Question should have been asked straight out. You got a kid in here. He's a number one draft pick, 15th overall pick. You're an established veteran. Does this competition concern you that this kid could come in here? Mm-hmm. Rookies do start in the NFL these days.
I know, but I understand like that. I don't rip him for that. Here's what keeps coming up to me. And it's the system. Guys, the system will be the scapegoat.
Yeah.
The system will be blamed for everything. I mean, We've already heard it during the offseason. We heard it last year. They changed the plays in the middle of the frickin' week.
Yeah. Zoom meetings.
Zoom meetings. And then again, the system. That last clip, Glenn, the system. You just focus on the system.
I mean, at what point do these people that, like, you know, are on his side that are supporting him, like, if we get another offseason of, you know, the system, I'm still learning things, I'm still not comfortable, I gotta get ready pre-snap. Like, at what point do those people sit there and say, damn, Cam, I'm trying to back you up, but it's your second year now. Like,
I don't think that happens. You really should have figured it out a little bit more by now. It's Brady's system, Lou. You know what I mean? Not everyone. This is not
it
for. There's
5 years
maybe
to learn?
3% of quarterbacks playing can understand that system.
It's like the media thinks it is.
Yes, it's the legend. You missed it, right? That's our new saying.
Right.
When the history becomes
so you asked, like, they should have just come out and asked him about Mac Jones.
They did.
And I think they did.
They did
it next.
Mark Daniels, followed by Chris Ryan.
Hey, Cam, yeah, Mark. As well. Yesterday when we talked to Jared Stidham, he admitted that when the team drafted Mac Jones, it fired him up, and he was just pumped for the competition. Sure. As a veteran, how did you feel, you know, when the team did select a quarterback in the first round? And just did that change anything at all about, you know, your motivation levels, or, you know, did it fire you up as well?
Absolutely not. You know, it didn't make me feel any type of way because he was the right pick, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion. And you know, he was the best player available, and that's what the NFL draft is for. As far as, you know, having any chip on the shoulder, like, I mean, you're stating the obvious. I don't need too much to get myself going, let alone, you know, that happening. And it's no disrespect to Mac. It's no disrespect to, you know, Bill and his decision. I support it 110% because there you still have to do what's right for the organization. For the long haul. So, you know, like I said, I will reiterate, it's like we all have to make each other better, and it starts with ourselves and holding ourselves to a daily standard. And, you know, Josh said it best, you know, this offseason is about getting back to a championship standard. And from meeting time to when you check in, when you clock out, you know, understanding what you're supposed to do on top of the other 10 people that you're out there with, and just putting everybody at ease. So, you know, no matter who's out there, you know, we're going to push each other to get better, and that's what we're expected to do.
All right, good job by Mark Daniels for asking the question. I don't believe him. I believe Aaron Rodgers. I believe Aaron Rodgers when Aaron Rodgers does get fired up because they drafted a young quarterback.
And Brady.
I can't believe that
different
a veteran.
Situation.
How is it different?
Aaron Rodgers getting fired up because they're assuming that he's done and he isn't. They're shoehorning his successor in there before he's done. Brady, same way. Cam, different. Like he heard last year, he's a realist. He understands the precarious position that he's
Cam
in.
Cam is kissing Bill's ass right now because he's fearful of the situation.
No, that's what he's doing.
Listen,
he didn't go all. He didn't go all goofball like Stidham. Like, yeah, I was so happy when they drafted someone to replace me. I was so happy. That's a lie.
That's a good Stidham impression.
That's stupid.
How's that for an Stidham?
Thank you. Is it better than yesterday?
See if you can match it up, Ryan, with the real Jared Stidham.
I'm so excited. I am competition. They drafted me to be the starter. Now I can't play because now they got another guy in there.
All right, we have one more question to Cam Newton.
Chris Ryan and Nick Coit.
Hey, Cam. Hope all is well with you. How would you describe your mindset going into this season? I mean, you've mentioned, you know, you feel like you have something to prove, you're ready to compete. How would you describe your overall mindset about playing, but also kind of being a part of New England, part of the Boston culture? Something
I don't understand what you're at. Like, it's a broad question.
Just here, like, what are you hoping to accomplish this year? You're coming in, you know, feeling like you have something to accomplish. Do you have that chip on your shoulder? And also, you know, being a part of the community a little bit more, which is something you mentioned missed last year.
A lot of questions.
What would make you think I don't have a chip on my shoulder?
Oh, here we go. Back and forth.
You usually do. So do you feel like you have something to prove basically going into, you know, this year more so than usual?
Double duh. Like, yeah. I mean, it's only 32 guys in the world that could say that they're a starting quarterback in this league. And, you know, I'm not going to get too personal, and I'm not going to get, you know, too, where I have a job and responsibility to myself, to hold myself to a standard that I know I have to play at. And it's going to come with proper preparation. And that's what it's coming down to. It's going to come down to comfort of understanding the system. My faults, my bads, I'm going to get them next time. Those are slowly but surely being flushed out of my vernacular. And just the expectations of getting back to the standard of the Patriot way is important for me to uphold. So, yeah, that's the standard. As far as, you know, philanthropic initiatives, I do plan on, you know what I'm saying, doing something. I have to, you know, kind of regroup with my foundation's teams and, you know, find a way how we can make a big impact in the Boston, Foxborough area. And also still being cognizant of the COVID protocols as well.
I have no idea where that came from, but I will say, the rest of it was the most honest answer he gave.
Double duh.
Double duh?
Yeah. I like the double duh.
Yeah.
I'm stealing that.
That was honest.
You won't. Double duh.
Double duh.
Double Dunsky.
That'd be a duh. Double Dunsky. The answers are so long. I heard something in the beginning that was, they are long. Yeah, he's got some Bruce Cassidy in him. He just keeps talking. There's no commas.
What would
no
make you think I don't have a chip on my shoulder?
That one right there. Thank you, Ryan.
All right.
I like that one.
So let's get to it. We got to get to it. I'm sorry.
We'll get to it.
We got to take a break.
So right? Excited.
We're selling soap, as you would say.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we are.
Solar?
We are. Yeah,
can we sell some solar?
Ooh. No, we could do that if you'd like. Sell some solar. Probably a lot better than soap. We got to get to what the media saw today.
Why don't we sell soap?
And what Cam saw today, because it seems to be two different worlds out there. This first hour of OMF has been brought to you by Golfers Warehouse.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.